主耶稣的恩典按照我们所所做的安排，我们能够从今天晚上开始有连续四晚的布道聚会。
Thanks to the guidance of the Lord as planned, we will have four nights of spiritual convocation starting from today.
那在聚会开始之前，我们要请在座的每一位检查一下你的手机。
Before we begin our service, we will kindly ask everyone to check their cell phones.
请将你的手机关掉，或者是调整到震动。
Please power it off or put it in vibrate mode.
并且请在聚会当中不要起身离开会堂。
We also ask you to remain seated as much as possible and not depart from the chapel as service is in progress.
我们请一起低头同心默祷。
And now bow our heads in silent prayer.
阿门，
阿门，
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们这次灵恩会的第一晚布道聚会。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus, let us commence with our first night of evangelical services.
我们首先请一起起立，唱诗142首。
Let us first of all rise and sing hymn 142.
保持站立我们一起低头向天上的神祷告。
Let us remain standing and bow our heads in silent prayer to our heavenly Father.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our loving Father, we give you thanks and praise.
因为你的恩惠，因为你的慈爱，使我们今天晚上能够一同聚集在这里。
By your grace, by your mercy, we are gathered here tonight.
一同在这里来寻找你，要来认识你。
And here we come to seek you and to know you.
主啊，我们所身处的这个人世间，充满了动荡与不安。
Dear Lord, we live in a life full of affliction and instability.
很多时候，我们以为自己掌握了自己的人生。
Many times we think that.We have life in our grasp.
却不知道所抓住的不过是一片的虚幻。
Yet we do not know that what we hold in our hands is a mere imagination and thinking.
有时候我们知道自己要去哪里。
Many times we know where we're going.
却不知道人生中有太多无法掌握、无法控制的 的状况。
If we ignore that there are many things that are uncertainly beyond our control.
使我们如同一艘小船在大海当中。
And just like a small schooner lost in the vastness of the sea.
不知道接下来将要遇到什么样的事情。
No knowing what shall be our next step.
但是主耶稣啊，你愿意进入到我们的生命里面。
But dear Lord, you were willing to enter into our lives.
你愿意成为我们生命上的陪伴。
You will to become a companion in our lives.
更愿意带着我们，引领我们走完这人生的道路。
And moreover, you are willing to guide us to finish our journey in this life.
使我们能够认识到人生真正的价值。
Let us then know the true value or meaning of life.
使我们能够看清人生真正值得追求的方向。
Let us clearly see what is the direction of being pursued.
更能够找到人生最终要去的地方。
Also, let us see what is the ultimate destination of our lives.
主啊，求你借你的圣灵感动我们每一个人。
Dear Lord, through your Spirit, please move us.
使我们能够看清楚，在这个有限的人生里，有一个更崇高、值得追求的目标。
And we see in this limited life, what is the ultimate and highest goal that we can pursue?
求你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
May your spirit abide with us.
使我们认识到这个信仰、这个神是真正值得我们追求的。
May we know that this faith, this God, is worthy of us putting our whole life into.
更求你能够打开我们的心。
We ask you, dear Lord, to open our hearts.
使我们能够明白所听见的道。
So that we can understand with an open mind the words which we will hear.
能够清楚这不是人所讲的道。
That we might realize these words come not from men.
乃是至尊至大的神所亲自的教导。
But rather, they are the teachings of the utmost high God.
主啊，求你感动我们。
Lord, please touch us.
求你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
May your spirit abide with us.
使我们能够将所听见的道成为我们人生生命当中的柱石。
So that we can take the words we will hear and consider them the fundament and pillars of our lives.
能够成为我们这个生命当中的灯塔。
May they become a light in our path.
能够最后引导我们每一个人的脚步，最终能够回到你的面前。
Which will guide all of us ultimately up to your presence.
使我们在今生得到平安。
May you grant us peace.
更能够对来世充满盼望。
And moreover, hope for our next life.
我们这样的诚心向你祷告。
In this way, we offer our sincere prayer.
求你垂听。
May you listen.
也求你的圣灵也求你的恩惠平安时常与我们每一个人同在。
And may your blessings and grace and peace be with us always.
从今时直到永远。
And today and forevermore.
哈利路亚，阿们。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典从今天晚上开始，我们会有一连四晚的布道聚会。
Thank God, by His grace, we will have four nights of evangelical services starting from tonight.
要利用这四晚的时间，使我们能够认识这个创造宇宙天地的主宰。
And from the course of these four nights, let us come to know the Creator of the universe.
能知道我们跟他的关系。
Let us know how we are related to Him.
更学到怎么样使他成为我们生命中的主。
And let us learn how to make Him the ruler of our life.
更感谢主的是，这一次总会安排我们有远从台湾来的侯恩元长老来跟我们一起分享。
We are grateful to God that in this opportunity He has brought Elder 恩元 Ho from Taiwan to share with us.
侯长老将会在接下来的四晚跟我们一起分享圣经当中的道理以及生命中的见证。
During the four nights that follow, He will be sharing the testimony of life and the words of the Bible with us.
那我们现在请长老。
We invite Elder Ho now.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢慈爱的天父看顾我们大家平安。
Thanks to the merciful Father who watched over us.
今天晚上这个时间，我要跟大家分享亚当里的人生。
In the time that we have today, I'd like to share with you the topic "A Life in Adam."
什么叫做亚当里的人生
？What do we mean exactly by "A Life in Adam"?
亚当就是第一个人。
Adam was the first person ever.
亚当的意思就是人。
And the meaning of Adam is actually man.
神从一本造出万族的人。
God created the nations from one seed, and that is one person.
所以，凡出生在这个世上的人，都在亚当里头。
So anyone who is born in this world is born under Adam.
都是从亚当传下来。
And they all are descendants of Adam.
所以今天呢，这个。日光之下的人生。
So today in this life under the sun,
生活在这个世上的每一个人,
that is to say we who live in this world,
都是亚当里的人生。
We are all living a life in Adam.
所谓人生就是我们在世上所过的一切日子。
And life are the collection of all the days we pass under this sun.
我们在日光之下所度尽的年岁。
The years that flow by as we live and toil under the sun.
这就是我们的人生。
This is our life.
那亚当里的人生到底是怎么回事？
So what is a life in Adam like?
我们可以借着圣经里头所告诉我们的。
We can analyze this through what the Bible tells us.
来了解现实的人生。
And understand the reality of our lives.
并且也从圣经里头进一步知道怎么样来改变亚当里的人生。
Moreover, through the words of the Bible, take a step further and know how to modify Adam's life.
这个是今天晚上要跟大家分享。
This will be what I'd like to share tonight with you.
那首先我们看创世纪。
First of all, let us refer to Genesis.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
现在记载亚当的人生。
Here records the life of Adam.
第三章十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
创世纪第三章十七节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17.
这里是神对亚当说。
This is what God said to Adam.
你既然听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子。
Because you have heeded the voice of a wife and eaten from the tree of which I commanded you.
地必为你的缘故受咒诅。
Saying you shall not eat of it, curses the ground for your sake.
你必终身劳苦才得从地里得吃的。
In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life.
地也必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。
Both thorns and thistles, it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field.
你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土。
In the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground.
因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，人要归尘土。
For out of it you were taken, for thus you are, and to thus you shall return.
好，这一段圣经很清楚的。来描写亚当的人生。
This passage clearly explains what Adam's life is like.
自从亚当违背神的命令，吃了那棵树上不可吃的果子。
From the time Adam took of the fruit of the tree which God had forbidden.
说神就说，地必因你的缘故。受咒诅。
The Bible says that the land, the ground is cursed because of you.
本来这个地是神特别赐给人生活的地方。
Originally, this ground, this land is the place of dwelling that God bestowed upon man.
是神所创造，神看为非常美好的地方。
It is the creation of God, beheld as wonderful in God's eyes.
它应该是一个乐园。
It should be a paradise.
因为神希望他所造的人在地上过生活的很快乐。
Because God's will is for people to enjoy their days in the land which He created.
也就是有一个快乐的人生。
That is to say, God's will is for people to lead a happy life.
但是因为人违背了神的命令。
However, because men transgressed against God's commandment.
因此呢，地就受了咒诅。
The land was therefore cursed.
那地受了咒诅就失去了原来那种美好。
And when the land was cursed, it lost the beauty that it originally had.
本来全地是蒙神赐福的。
In the beginning, all the land was a blessing from God.
神让地里头会长出各样好吃的东西。
And God made fruits that were a pleasant to eat, spring up from the land.
结果子的树。
For the trees that bear fruit to spring up from the land.
享用的这些食物
and also produce and food that men could feed upon.
但是呢，现在呢，变成受咒诅了。
But now this place has become cursed.
那我们知道地受咒诅啊，它就不会长出什么好东西来了。
We know that the land that is cursed cannot give anything that is good.
到处充满了这些荆棘啊、蒺藜啊那些东西。
Instead, it is filled with thorns and thistles and other bad things.
啊，所以今天呢，亚当的人生啊，就是要生活在受咒诅的这个地上。
So today, a life in Adam implies that men have to live in a land that is cursed.
那么我们知道，这个在生活在这样的环境里头啊，就没有办法享福了。
And we know that to live in such an environment means to be unable to enjoy.
人生活在受咒诅的地方。
Because men live in a place that is cursed.
啊，充满了荆棘和蒺藜。
Filled with thistles and thorns.
我曾经到印度。
I once went to India.
在印度的南方啊。
To southern India.
那个地区啊，真的很穷。
That region is sank in extreme poverty.
我们常常看到说印度人很穷啊。
We know ordinarily that the Indian population is poor in its majority.
那就指的南印度。
And when that is said, it refers to southern India.
真的是很穷，他们的生活环境啊，真的很差。
And indeed, they are very poor. The living conditions are very deplorable.
到处都很脏。
And everywhere you go, it is filthy.
但是他们没有感觉到。
But still, they don't feel it.
我们是受不了的。
We, when we go there, cannot stand it.
但是他们很习惯。
To them, it is like any other day.
所以我觉得很就感觉到说啊。怎么会有这样的地方？
So when we go there, we feel how can there be such a place on earth?
那我发现说这个地方呢，没有什么好生产的。
And then I discovered there is nothing produced in this land.
到处都是荆棘。
Everywhere we turn, there are thorns.
也不会结果子。
And there are no fruit trees.
也没有什么用。
And there is nothing that can be used.
只有一样用途。
There is only one use for it.
长在。四周围的时候，在房屋的四周围可以做篱笆。
When the thorns grow around the house, they can serve as a fence.
因为它有刺。
Because they have thorns.
做篱笆最好。
And they can be as a garden fence.
好，那么长在路旁啊。
And then when they grow by the wayside.
他们就留下来当做路边的树。
And then they are left to become trees by the roadside.
长在这田里头啊，那就糟糕了。
But when the thorns grow in the fields, then that is not good.
整片都是。
Because they will fill the entire lot of land.
开始我不知道，这些到底是什么。
In the beginning, I didn't know what that was.
后来才知道那是荆棘。
In the end, I discovered those were thorns.
那这荆棘到底有什么用？
So what is the utility for thorns?
砍下来晒干了当火柴。
They can be harvested, dried, and used as firewood.
那是唯一的用处。
And that is their only use.
他们的田地里面呢？
And then within their fields,
长满了荆棘。
We can find thorn upon thorn.
所以没有办法出产什么东西。
So they are unable to produce anything out of
the land. 当这个田地种子撒下去啊，种子还没有出来啊，荆棘先出来了。
In the seed is sown in this land, even before it grows, the thorn springs up first.
所以那个地方真的是很穷。
That place is indeed very poor.
那还有一些没有长荆棘的地方。
Then there are places in which thorns do not grow.
只有长一些杂草。
But rather only weeds.
为什么？
Why?
它们种不起来。
It is because
因为它是石头地。
They cannot grow since it is a stony land.
它那种石头地是地底下整块都是石头。
Under the thin layer of soil, it is just rock.
土只有层薄薄的一层土。
So the dirt proper is a very thin layer.
有些地方根本没有土。
In some places, there is no even dirt.
没有办法耕种。
So there is no possibility of sowing the land.
那现在啊，他们有些就是在田呢，就是挖石头来做建材用，到现在倒也还有用处了。
And nowadays, people thought for use of this land, which is to take the stone as construction material.
所以当我到那里看了之后，我说。以前亚当是不是住在这里啊？
And so when I went to that place, I thought to myself, was Adam living in this place before?
因为当亚当犯罪的时候，神就咒诅啊，说 全地因你受咒诅。
Because after Adam's sin, God said, "The land be cursed for your sake."
Yeah, 因为在别的地方我很少看到荆棘。
Because it is not very often to see thorns in other places.
就是在那个地方。
Only in that place.
所以我才知道说受咒诅的地啊，真的是很可怜。
So from that experience, I learned how pitiful it is to be cursed from the land.
这个是第一个。
This is the first point.
然后亚当啊，要耕种。要终身劳苦
Then Adam is to toil for the rest of his life to have produce from the field.
才能从地里得到吃的
In order to eat from the produce of the land.
这个地是受咒诅的地
This land is cursed.
那么人就是要劳苦啊，在这个受咒诅的地上啊，去种东西。
And men are to toil and labor on this land in order to feed themselves.
才能得到吃的
In order to have something to eat.
所以我们看啊。农夫很辛苦。
So we see that the farmer works very hard.
汗流满面。
Sweating to his brow. And being under the sun.
还有冬天的寒霜啊。
And suffering from the coldness of winter.
啊，要这样辛苦啊，才能得到吃的。
Only by working this hard can there be food.
所以人就很劳苦。
So men work very hard.
本来是不需要。
Originally, none of this was.
神让地里自然就长出那些啊，人可以享用的。
Because God will make trees and food grow out of the land autonomously by itself.
是很享福的。
It is a very blessed experience.
但是呢，现在受咒诅就不一样。
But now that the land is cursed, the situation is different.
所以从亚当犯罪以后，人变成要终身劳苦了。
Therefore, from the time that Adam sinned, men are to toil the rest of the life.
才能得到吃的。
In order to feed themselves.
所以今天呢，我们为了生活的问题啊。
So today, in order to make a living,
虽然我们不种田啊,
although we do not literally labor the land,
同样的劳苦,
likewise we toil,
甚至于更劳苦,
and sometimes even more than laboring the land.
以前种田的人是劳力,
in the past people used the physical strength to plow the land.
现在不种田的人是劳心,
today people use their psychological emotional strength to make a living.
劳心啊比劳力更苦。
And that is even harder, painful than physical labor.
我们在看以前的这个历史，说那些人做苦力的，哎呀，每天要这样劳苦，好像很可怜。
When we look at history and see people who suffer physically like slaves working through physical strain, we have pity on them.
可是他工作结束以后，躺下去就睡着了。
But after a day of work is done, they can lie down and simply sleep.
但是现在人劳心啊。
And today, people suffer emotionally.
躺下去睡不着。
They lie down, yet they cannot reconcile sleep.
问题一大堆。
Because they have all sort of problems.
所以说，现在的人更劳苦。
So today, people suffer even more.
这个世界就是这样子。
And this is what the world is like today.
劳苦的世界。
It is a world of suffering and pain.
亚当里的人生是劳苦的人生。
So a life in Adam is a life of hardship.
那在十七节这里说。
Verse 17 it says,
你要汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土。
You shall sweat.
十九节。
In verse 19, it says, "In the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground."
劳苦一生，最后呢，要归土。
The result of working our whole life is to return to the ground.
所以人生到最后还是归土。
Therefore, the end of life is a returning to the ground.
有什么？盼望能得到什么
？Where is the hope? Where is the result?
劳苦一生，但是得到的是归土。
The result of working our whole lives is to return to the ground.
这个叫做虚空。
This is what we call vanity.
一切都归土了。
Because everything returns to the ground.
归土就没了。
Return to the ground means to return to nothingness.
所以你看亚当里的人生是怎么样的人生
？So look at what sort of life is in Adam.
是受咒诅的人生。
It is an accursed life.
是劳苦虚空的人生。
It is a life of hard labor or vanity.
为什么
？Why？
因为犯罪。
And because of sin.
在罪的权下。
And because men are under the power of sin.
人生就是这样子。
And life under sin is like this.
古代像摩西啊，这就是活了120岁。
In the ancient times of Moses, people were said to live up to 120 years.
他有这样的体验。
This is his experience.
我们看一下诗篇呢，九十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 90.
所以摩西啊，他的人生体验呢，跟亚当是一样的啊。
What Moses experienced in his life was the same as Adam did.
诗篇九十篇
，Psalm 90,
第八节
，Verse 8。
诗篇九十篇第八节
，Psalm 90, Verse 8。
说你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁啊，好像一声叹息。
For all your days have passed away.In your wrath, we finish our years like a sigh.
哦，我们一生的年日啊，是七十岁，若是强壮的，可以到八十岁。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and by reason of strength, they are 80 years.
但其中所情夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功，我们便如飞而去。
Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
摩西那个时代。
During the time of Moses,
哎，也是在还在这个啊旧约的时代。
People still live under the Old Testament.
啊，人还在罪恶之中。
They still lived under sin.
哦，像亚当一样。
Just like Adam did.
所以他说，我们说神将我们的罪啊摆在眼前。
Therefore, it is said our sins are before God.
啊，我们看不见的恶啊，也在神的面光之中显明出来。
And the evil that is ours and in secret is in the light of God.
这个是犯罪之后的人生。
This is a life after sin.
所以人跟神之间啊，有罪隔绝了。
Therefore, between man and God, there is the problem of sin.
所以人变成罪人啊，神看人就是罪。
Men have become sinners, and God looks at them as sin.
公义的神呢，有罪啊，那就受咒诅了。
Righteousness becomes sin, then it needs to be cursed.
所以在罪的权下，这种人生。
Therefore, this life under sin.
第九节说，我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下。
According to verse 9, it is dwelled under wrath.
因为罪要受咒诅啊。
Because the result of sin is curse.
这个就是咒诅的人生。
And this is a life that is cursed.
我们度尽的年岁像一声叹息就过去了。
And therefore our lives are like a mere sigh that passes away.
所以一下就归土了。
Immediately it returns to the ground.
所以总结就是说，我们一生的年日啊，七十八十啊。
So the conclusion is we might live until 70 or 80 years old.
那就七八十的日子。是怎么过的
？And what is the content of this 70-80 years of life？
就是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
It is labor, sorrow, being cut off, and to fly away。
啊，这个就是亚当里的人生。
This is the life in Adam。
其实古代的人他们也是这样的体验。
And the people of old had this experience。
哎，现在啊的人也是一样。
And today it is no different。
啊，那最有智慧的一个所罗门王啊，他就用心来查看。
King Solomon, one of the wisest men on earth ever, studied this problem with diligence.
到底在这个日光之下有什么美好的事？
You know, to seek what can be obtained under the vanity of the sun.
看传道书第一章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
传道书第一章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12.
我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。
I, the preacher, was king over Israel in Jerusalem.
那我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事。
And I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven.
乃知道神叫世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。
This burdensome task God has given to the sons of men, by which they may be exercised.
啊，我见日光之下所做的一切事啊，都是虚空，都是捕风。
I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed, all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
所以这一位。以色列的王啊，他用他的智慧专心来查究这个日光之下到底有什么美好的事。
So this mighty king of Israel used all his wisdom to study what is good under the sun.
他就发现说，神叫世人经历的是极重的劳苦。
he discovered that what God allotted to men is a burdensome task.
啊，因为人犯了罪。
Because men sinned.
所以摩西说啊，因为人的罪都摆在神的面前，因此神的震怒啊就啊临到我们。
Because of this, Moses says that our sins are before God, and therefore our days are dwelt in wrath.
所以人必须经历这种劳苦愁烦、转眼成空的啊人生。
Men therefore have to undergo this life of toiling, laboring, being cut off and flying away.
所以所罗门说，日光之下一切的劳苦啊啊真的是啊虚空不风。
Therefore Solomon says that all this burden in life and all the tasks we must do are vanity and grasping for the wind.
啊，这是因为人犯了罪。
This is because men sinned.
所以今天呢，如果没有神的怜悯，
so today, without the mercy of God,
人就没有办法脱离这种人生。
The men cannot escape from the life which they are destined to.
那人在这样的人生当中，
so if men live in such a life,
便要啊去寻求啊啊美善的人生。
Then they need to seek a good, a better life.
怎么样脱离这些劳苦？
How to escape from such a burden?
追求一个能够真正享福的人生。
How to pursue a life that is truly blessed and enjoyable?
所罗门呢，他就是要来追查究这样的事情。
This is exactly what Solomon set out to study.
在这种极重劳苦、虚空浮空的人生当中，到底有什么美事？
In this life of vanity, of toiling and laboring, what is good?
我们看第二章。
Let us see chapter two.
第二章第三节
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第三节这里说，我心里头啊，查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅。
He says, I search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine.
那我心却仍以智慧引导我。
While guiding my heart with wisdom.
又如何能够啊持住啊愚昧，等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。
And how to lay hold of folly, till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under heaven all the days of their lives.
所罗门开始说，我用酒啊啊来追求啊，看能不能得到一个快乐的人生。
So Solomon's starting point is through wine to see whether wine can give him happiness in this life.
但是酒只能使肉体啊暂时啊啊快乐一下。
But wine can only bring enjoyment to the flesh only for a moment.
当他心里清醒过来，还是回到原来的啊人生。
When we come to our senses, we return to our previous life.
所以他说，持住愚昧这个事情好像很难去了解，但是他还是继续不断的呀追求下去。
So then Solomon tries to lay hold on the sand folly, even though it is a very abstract and uncertain concept.
要看明到底在这样的人生当中啊，啊，能什么行什么是为美
？This in order to see what is good in this life.
啊，他就当然开始从世上这些看得到的、想得到的来追求享受。
And then of course he starts from the things that are material that can be seen, to see whether they are the answer.
结果呢，没有得到答案。
But then he found no conclusion.
所以他享受了这些眼睛看得到、心里想得到的这些啊，啊，最后啊。第二章十一节他这样说。
He set out to enjoy all the things he could think about, see and hear, but then in verse 11, this is what he says.
说后来我查看了我所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成就的功，谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping of the wind. There was no profit.
你看我们世上的人，从古代到现在啊，很多人就是像所罗门这样在追求。
So when we see the history of men from the time of Solomon till today, this is what people pursue.
他是一个王啊，他想要什么就有什么。
He being a king could have anything he wanted.
他要享受什么就有。
And whatever he wanted to enjoy, he had it.
所以我们到欧洲地方去啊，看到很多那些 castle。
So when we go to Europe, we can see castles.
那种地方都建在最美的地方。
Those places were built at the most prime locations.
那进去参观，你就知道说以前那些人是多么追求享受。
And if you go for a tour inside, you will see how much they pursue enjoyment back then.
那现在在哪里？ 这些人在哪里？
But today, where are these people?
他们得到什么？
And what have they gained?
所罗门说，这一切啊，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Solomon says, all this is grasping the wind and vanity.
在日光之下没有益处。
For under the sun, they profit nothing.
所以世世代代以来人生就都是这样在追求。
Generation after generation, people pursued the same things.
所以劳苦一生，但是到最后又是空空。
So they toiled their whole lives, yet they ended up empty-handed.
每个人都归土。
Every single person returned to the ground.
后来呢，到最后他总算查到了一点美事。
In the end, Solomon came across something that was good.
我们看到第二章的最后啊。
Let us see chapter 2, the latter part.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
说人莫强如吃喝，而且在劳碌中享福。我看这也是出于神的手。
Nothing is better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that is that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw was from the hand of God.
看到说，哎，人的一生啊，其实啊，什么是最美
？So Solomon studied what is the best thing in life.
能够吃喝
，to be able to eat and drink.
在劳碌中享福
，and to enjoy good in labor.
这个最好。
This is the best.
人生到底怎么回事
？So, what is then the matter with life？
我们想一想，这两句话很有意思。
If we think about it, this is quite meaningful.
看起来很简单。
It seems very easy.
其实是最真实的人生。
But it is the more realistic life possible.
今天人生能够吃，能够喝。
If today, as we live, we can eat and drink.
不简单。
It is quite an accomplishment.
有些人呢，没有办法。
Some people are unable to eat and drink.
哎，这个也不能吃，那也不能吃。
They cannot eat this nor that.
哎，这个吃不下，那个也吃不下。
And they don't have the appetite to eat this or that.
你要能吃喝，首先你要一个健康的身体。
In order to eat and drink, first of all, you need health.
哎，这个就证明有一个健康的身体，能吃能喝。
Therefore, the ability to eat and drink means that one has health.
好，那能吃能够身体健康还不够。
And to have health is not the only thing.
还要在劳碌中享福。
But rather, this enjoyment needs to be done in labor.
这个就不简单。
And then this is taking a step further.
本来是极重的劳苦。
In the beginning, this was toil and labor.
会变成享福。
But now it becomes an enjoyment.
那就是还真的很美的人生。
Then this is a good life.
真的是享受人生啊。
Indeed, the enjoyment in life begins.
我们现在正在看到很多人。
So today, this is what we see many people.
在劳碌中啊，不能享福。
In their labor, they are unable to enjoy themselves.
劳碌了一段时间之后
，After they work for a while,
身体就垮掉了。
And then their health just plummets.
哎，有些人在工作劳碌到退休了。
Some people work their entire life till retirement.
想要享福了。
And when they are about to set out to enjoy themselves,
身体也垮掉。
Then their health collapses.
一切都归空。
And everything then becomes nothing else.
所以很多人呢，脱离不了这个亚当的人生。
So many people then cannot escape the bondage of a life in Adam.
那么这里所罗门发现说，如果是出于神的手
，Then Solomon discovers that if it's out of God's hand，
不是出于人自己的这种打拼
，and not out of God's out of man's own toiling and labor，
可以得到这样的人生。
Then this life can be attained.
后来他想一想。
Then Solomon thought about it.
论到这个吃喝啊，享福啊。
When it comes to eating and drinking and enjoyment,
谁能胜过我
？Then who can overcome me？
哇，那这个是谁给我的
？Who can surpass me？ But who gave all this？
神赐给他的。
It is out of God's hand.
因为所罗门做王的时候
，Because when Solomon became king，
神说你要求什么，你就我必给你。
God said, "Ask, and I shall give it unto you."
所罗门向神只有求一样。
But Solomon only asked one thing of God.
说神啊，今天你让我做王啊。
Saying, "God, today you have made me king."
我要管理啊这么多的百姓。
And my duty is to govern over such a multitude of people.
这些百姓都是神的百姓。
These people then are the people of God.
那我要怎么样好好来照顾他们呢
？And so how then should I take care of them？
这个是他的责任。
Then this is his responsibility.
这个不简单。
And this is not an easy task.
他这个王真的是。 知道自己的责任是什么。
Or rather, it is quite remarkable for him to know what is his duty.
因为神让他做王啊，不是要管人的，而是要照顾人的。
Because God making him not to oppress and govern over the people, but rather to take care of them.
一个王要照顾全百姓，这个不简单。
And when a king needs to take care of all the people in his country, that is not easy.
所以他向神说：“神，我要有智慧。”
So he asked God, God, please grant me wisdom.
我才知道怎么样去照顾全百姓。
That I might know how to take care of all the people.
哦，神说：“哎，好，你要的智，我是最大的智慧给你。”
God said, I shall give you then the highest wisdom achievable.
你没有为自己求什么长寿啊，富贵啊。
And you didn't ask for yourself long life or riches.
现在啊，我将这些啊，都白白是给你。
Nonetheless, all of these I shall give freely to you.
这是你没有求的。
This is what you did not ask.
我要赐给你，让你享福。
But I shall give it to you for your enjoyment.
所以他回想起来，哎呀，今天我怎么能这样享福？
So when Solomon thought back as to why he could enjoy life in such a way,
我不需要自己打拼嘛。
He thought to himself, I do not need to fight for my own.
我享受神赐给我的就很好了。
But rather, if I enjoy what God has given me, then that is good.
所以他说，哎呀，谁能胜过我？
So he says, who can surpass me?
所以这件事情，二十六节他就发现。
So in verse 26, this is what he discovered. God gives unto him the person that he pleases.
知识和喜乐。
Wisdom, knowledge, and joy.
所以一个人呢，啊，所罗门的所发现到的。
So Solomon then discovers that when it comes to the life of a man,
人生要脱离这种咒诅的人生啊。
If he is to escape the curse of life,
要得到神的喜悦。
Then he must receive favor in God's eyes.
哦，这是神的手。
This is God's hand.
他就可以改变我们的人生。
And because His hand is able to change our lives.
如果没有神的手
，without the hand of God,
我们靠自己的手是改变不了。
If we rely on our own hand and strength, there can be no change possible.
这是所罗门所查到的。
And this is what Solomon found out.
所以到这个第三章的时候，他讲得更清楚。
So then in chapter 3, the matter becomes even clearer.
我们看第十二节。
Let us see verse 12.
十二节啊。
Verse 12.
十二节说：“我知道世人呢，莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。”
I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor.
哦，所以我们这里就知道说，哇，这个是真正美善的人生啊。
Solomon then concludes, this is a good life.、
这个就不是咒诅的人生了、
啊。This is a life that is not cursed.、
哎、能脱离咒诅的人生。
A life that is away from curse.
得到一个美善的人生。
It is a life and that is good.
这个是神的恩赐、啊。
This is a gift from God.、
哎、那怎么能得到神的恩赐
？So how to attain this gift of God?
这里说啊。终身喜乐行善。
It is said here to do good all our lives.
世上有一句话说，有些人呢、啊，乐善好施。
Some people say that in this world, people pursue joy at any cost.
他以行善为乐。
Or rather, they pursue joy at any cost, and this is their source of happiness.
所以有一句话说，行善最乐。
So some people say that charity is the highest enjoyment possible.
这个就是神的旨意。
And this is also the will of God.
这种人呢、啊，他就是敬畏神，知道神的心呢、啊。
And people who take good deeds as their enjoyment know what God's heart is like.
神造人在地上啊，就是要人行善。
And God created men in this world so that they can do good.
好，那我们行神所喜欢的事情。当然他会很高兴。
So when we do the things that please God, of course God shall be pleased with us.
所以这种人就可以得到神的恩赐。
These people can then receive the gift of God.
也就是得到神的喜悦。
That is to say, they can find favor in God's eyes.
那神就会赐给他一个美善的人。
God shall then grant them a wonderful and good life.
其实在历代以来啊，都有这样的人。
Through the generations, such people can be found.
一心追求良善。
People who wholeheartedly pursue goodness.
他真的得到神的恩赐。
And indeed we can see that they receive the gift of God.
福气从神来。
And they receive the blessing that comes from God.
样样都顺利。
And in everything they do, they have prosperity.
这种人呢，乐善好施。
These people rejoice by doing good.
得到众人的称赞。
And they receive the praise of everyone.
圣经里头记得，像哥尼流那种人就是这样。
In the Bible, Cornelius is a good example.
他敬畏神。
He was God fearing.
全家都敬畏神。
And his whole family was also God fearing.
常常祷告神。
He prayed often to God.
多多的帮助穷人。
He helped poor people and gave alms.
这样的人，你看神喜欢的。
So God rejoices over such a person.
所以当主耶稣来的时候，
So when Jesus comes,
主耶稣救恩临到的时候，
When his salvation comes,
他不知道，没有听过。
When the salvation of Christ came, Cornelius did not know it.
天使特别去告诉他。
And the angels then gave this message to Cornelius.
是，说你的祷告，你的善行啊，达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
Saying your prayers and charity have reached the presence of God, and God has remembered them.
现在神要赐福去给你。
Now God shall bless you.
要将最宝贵的恩赐给你。
And He shall grant you the greatest gift.
你要差人去请那个叫做西门彼得的来。
Therefore, now send for a person named Peter.
他会将这个宝贵的信息告诉你。
He shall reveal this precious message to you.
所以他就去派了差人去请西门彼得来。
So then he sent people to look for Simon Peter.
西门彼得来的时候，哇，就说，你什么事啊？
And when Simon Peter came to Cornelius, he said, "What is it that you ask of me?"
他就把天使说的话告诉他。
Then Cornelius told him the vision he saw from the angel.
哥尼流啊。跟他的亲戚朋友啊，都在家里等彼得。
Cornelius' family and friends were waiting at Cornelius' house for Peter.
彼得就开始将神的福音告诉他。
Peter then started preaching the gospel of God to them.
也就是神的恩赐。
That is to say, the gift of God.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
将他的独生子赐给他们。
How he gave his only son.
要让相信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
把耶稣基督见证给他们。
This is the testimony of Christ that he passed on to Cornelius.
他们听了道理之后。
And when they received the truth.
所有听到的人呢，都受圣灵了。
All that received the message received the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神的恩赐。
This is then the gift of God.
神将一切的恩典福气要赐给我们。
And God wants to give us all His blessings and gifts.
就是宝贵的圣灵。
This is the precious Holy Spirit we are talking about.
改变我们的人生。
Which will change our lives.
让我们脱离这个咒诅的人生。
Leading us to escape this life that is cursed.
所以在这里，所罗门所查到的。
So here is what Solomon found out.
这是神的恩赐。
This is the gift of God.
能有这样的人生是神的恩赐。
To have such a life is a gift from God.
那这种恩赐，你看十三节说。
Verse 13 then explains what this gift is like.
人人吃喝啊，在他一切的劳碌中享福了。
That every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor.
所以说今天呢，要改变人生，要得到神的恩赐。
So today, if we are to change our lives and receive the gifts of God.
所以主耶稣到世上来。
Jesus came to this purpose.
这个就是神的恩赐。
This is then the gift of God.
神的恩赐就是说，这个恩典呢，是要白白赐给。世上的人
The gift of God consists in receiving the blessing from God freely.
不是我们努力或者追求去得来的。
No, that we made an effort to gain it.
是神白白赐给我们的。
But rather, it was granted freely from God to us.
那在旧约时代的。
Then in the Old Testament.
要赐给那些人是很敬畏神在追求的这些人。
The gift of God was only for those who pursue God wholeheartedly and fear God.
这种人呢，比较少。
And such people were fewer in number.
很多人都不认识神。
Because many people did not know God.
所以说，真正有敬畏神的心在追求，像我们中国人说敬天守命的人。
And therefore, such people that obey God's commandment and are careful in what they do.
所以你顺天的话，你就会得到祝福。
If, like the Chinese say, if you obey the heavens, you shall be blessed.
但是人因为在罪受罪的这个辖制。
But because men are bound by sin.
所以常常是立志要做好 做不出来。
Oftentimes they have the determination to do good, yet they cannot follow through.
我们良心告诉我们要做好事。
Our conscience tells us to do good.
可是呢，偏偏就有一种力量啊，罪的势力啊，在我们心中。
But for some reason, there is the law of sin that acts in our hearts, pulling us the other way.
这个立志的善事做不出来，但是不想做的坏事啊，偏偏做出来。
The good that we will to do, we do not do. Yet the evil we do not will to do, we do.
所以常常违背良心做事。
So oftentimes we go against our conscience.
好，这个是人的软弱。
This is human weakness.
因此你就得不到神的喜悦。
And because of this, you cannot find the favor of God.
就没有办法领受到神的这个恩赐。
And you cannot receive the gift that comes from God.
那神爱我们世人。
But God loves us, the people of the world.
他要祝福给我们。
And He wants to bless us.
他不是要咒诅我们的。
He does not want to curse us.
怎么样才能免去神的咒诅？
How do we then escape the curse of God?
得到神的赐福。
And instead receive the blessing of God.
得到神的恩赐。
Receive the gift of God.
能够享受一个美善的人生。
Be able to enjoy a good life.
那就是要看神的现在所给我们的恩典。
Then the key is the grace that God gave us.
所以现在神的恩赐要临到全世界的人。
Now the grace of God is for all the people in this world.
这个恩赐很宝贵。
And this gift is precious.
这个恩赐就是借着耶稣基督带来给我们的。
This gift was brought over to us by Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
所以当主耶稣在世上传福音的时候
When Jesus held his ministry in this world
看第四章的第九第八节
Let us see chapter 4 verse 7 and 8
这个是主耶稣在雅各井旁的时候
This is what happened by the well side when Jesus was there.
他碰到一个撒玛利亚妇人出来打水。
There he met a Samaritan woman who came out to draw water.
主耶稣说：“请你给我水喝。”
Jesus then asked the woman for some water.
那这个撒玛利亚妇人呢？听到主耶稣这样说，很惊讶。
Then this woman of Samaria was astonished by Jesus' question.
她说：“你是犹太人，怎么会向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
Saying, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask water from me, a Samaritan woman?"
原来这个犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有来往。
For it is said that Jews had no dealings with Samaritans.
所以这个撒玛利亚人感到这个犹太人不一样，那是耶稣啊。跟一般的犹太人不一样。
The Samaritan then realized that Jesus was no ordinary Jew.
那主耶稣就对他说了。
So then Jesus told her.
你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话的给我水喝的是谁你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says you give me a drink, then you have asked for water from him.
神的恩赐已经来到了。
The gift of God is here.
所以现在要紧了，你要知道神的恩赐。
So now, what matters is for you to know what this gift is.
认识耶稣基督。
To know Jesus Christ.
就可以得到这个恩赐。
And then you shall be able to receive this gift.
这个是神的爱。
This is God's love.
所以圣经上说，第三章那开始说，神爱世人。
And so then in chapter 3, the Bible says that God so loved the world.
甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
To the point that he gave his only son.
那就是要改变我们的人生。
And this is in order to change our lives.
叫相信的人不至灭亡反得永生。
To make those who believe not perish but instead have everlasting life.
以前在最终是走向灭亡的人生。
And before in sin, we headed headstrong towards perdition.
咒诅的人生，劳苦终生，到最后归途虚空灭亡。
We led a life of a curse, that is a curse, toiling and laboring our lives and ending up in nothingness and returning to the ground.
现在神的恩赐呢，将耶稣基督赐给我们，让我相信的人呢。回转过来
But today, the gift of Jesus Christ has been given to us so that we who believe can turn around.
不再走向这个灭亡的路，走向永生。
No longer tread the path of perdition, but rather turn to eternal life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that we do not perish, but instead have everlasting life.
借着耶稣基督来改变我们的人生。
This is how our lives can be changed through Jesus Christ.
这个是神的恩赐。
This is the gift of God.
恩赐就是白白赐给我们。
gift is something that is given freely to us.
我们用信心就可以接受了。
With faith, we can receive it.
我们不必付出什么劳力。
And there is no labor to exchange for the gift.
相信你就可以得到。
If you believe, the gift is yours.
所以人人都可以得到。
So everyone can attain this gift.
这个叫做神爱世人。
This is what it means when God loves the world.
如果需要付出劳力，那就有些人没办法。
If you need to pay a price, then some people will be unable.
所以神既然爱世人呢，他赐给我们的恩赐呢，一定是人人都可以得到的。
So given that God loves men and the men of this world, then the gift that he gives should be unto all men.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we are willing.
所以这个神对主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人就是这么说。
Therefore, this is what Jesus says to the Samaritan woman.
你若知道神的恩赐。
If you knew the gift of God.
和跟你说话这个人是谁。
And who is it that is speaking to you?
也就是耶稣基督。
That is to say, Jesus Christ.
好，那么你如果求他，他就会给你活水。
Then if you ask him, then he will give you living water.
这个活水啊，就是改变我们人生的。
This living water changes our lives.
所以说今天呢，我们重要的，我们了解为什么人生这么苦。
So today, it is important for us to understand why life is so hard.
为什么人生到最后是虚空的？
Why is it that life ends with vanity?
这个是都是历代以来摆在我们面前的。
This is something that has been before our eyes from generation after generation.
前一阵子很网络上常常在谈的贾博士。
Lately, we heard about Steve Jobs.
很出名的这个。
Who is very famous.
他赚那么多钱，财产那么多。
He amassed such a great fortune.
最后怎么样？还是虚空啊。
What happened to him in the end? He ended up with vanity.
所以很多人说啊，到底怎么样？人生到底怎么样？
So some people then think, so what is life?
看到历代的君王。
When they see the kings of the past.
哇，有名的这些伟人。
When they see heroes and famous figures of the past.
到最后都像所罗门说的。
In the end, it's just like someone said, vanity and grasping for the wind.
人生劳碌劳劳碌碌，到最后就是这样子。
Men toil and labor all for this.
这个是亚当里的人生。
This is a life in Adam.
因为人犯罪的缘故。
Because men sinned.
人脱离不了这个范围。
They cannot escape this surrounding.
因为这个是神的咒诅。
And instead, they receive the curse of
God. 那现在神怜悯我们。
But today, God has shown us mercy.
要改变我们的人生。
And he wants to change our lives.
借着耶稣基督到世上来。
It is through the coming of Jesus Christ to earth.
将他的宝贵的恩赐要赐给我们。
And his precious gift was then given to us.
要让我们人生得到改变。
So that we can see change in our lives.
这是神宝贵的应许。
Which is the precious promise of Jesus Christ.
这是神的恩赐。
Which is the gift of God.
得到这个神的恩赐。
When we receive the gift of God,
神就可以解除劳苦重担。
We can solve the problem of toil and labor.
所以我们看一节圣经。
And let us turn to our Bible.
看
to our Bible verse.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
28节 马太福音第十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28。
当主耶稣在世上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth，
他传福音。
He preached。
他传什么福音
？What sort of gospel did he preach？
针对我们的这个劳苦的人生。
It is a gospel targeted to our lives that are heavy burdened。
他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。”
He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I shall give you rest."
世上有哪一个人敢这么说？
Who dares to say this?
世上有哪一个人有这样的能力？
Who in this world has such power?
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
他来了，他这样宣告。
And he comes and announces this.
凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
All you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me.
我要使你们得安息。
And I shall give you rest.
这个就是福音。
This is the gospel.
所以主耶稣到世上来，第一个他就要解决我们这个问题。
So Jesus came to earth first of all to solve this problem for us.
我是因为这句话到主面前来的。
Because of this, it is that I came to Jesus.
所以我以前的那种劳苦啊、虚空的人生啊，就没了。
So after I did this, the life of vanity and emptiness ceased.
我就交给主耶稣。
Because I entrusted it to Jesus.
现在我所享受的是得 得享安息的人生。
What I enjoy now is a life of rest.
就像所罗门说的，天天呢，我们都可以吃喝。
Just like Solomon said, every day we can enjoy eating and drinking.
在劳碌中享福。
And we rejoice in labor.
这个是最现实的人生。
This is a life that is most attainable.
并且呢，将还有一个永生的盼望。
And moreover, there is a hope of everlasting life.
不虚空。
That is not
vain. 不劳苦。
It is not through labor.
没有重担。
If you have, it is not related to labor.
在劳碌中享福。
It is not burdensome, but rather it is enjoyment and
labor. 最后啊，不虚空，做工的果效随着我们得到天上的赏赐。
And in the end, it is not vain, but rather the fruit of labor follows us into heaven.
所以我得到这个人生啊，真的是很宝贵。
So indeed, how precious it is to achieve this in life.
因此呢，我为这个福音做见证。
Therefore, I testify for this gospel.
真的很宝贵。
Because it is indeed very precious.
凡在亚当里的人呢
，So then all who are in Adam
都需要来得到神的恩赐
，Need the gift of God
才能改变我们的人生
，In order to change their lives.
所以将我们的劳苦重担呢到主面前来。
Therefore, let us bring our sorrows or sufferings before God.
只要到他面前来。
If we come before him,
他就会使我们得到安息。
Then he shall give us rest.
所以我体验到这个恩典。
This is the grace that I experienced
myself. 得到神这样宝贵的恩赐。
It is the gift of God which I experienced myself.
满心喜乐。
For this I rejoice.
也满心感谢。
And I am filled with gratitude.
所以要尽我的这个本分来为主做见证。
So I shall do my best to testify all of this for the name of Jesus Christ.
希望将神这个恩赐呢，也跟每一位啊。来分享。
It is my hope to share with you all the blessings that I have received from God.
今天晚上呢，我先见证到这里。
We will conclude the sharing tonight at this point.
明天晚上再继续跟大家来分享。
I shall continue tomorrow night.
更实际的、更宝贵的这些神的恩赐。
I will share more concretely what is God's blessing, what is God's gift.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
One hundred forty-three.
神爱我们世人。
God so loved the world.
不愿意啊，我们生活在罪恶之中。
That He is not willing for us to live in sin.
终生啊，劳苦愁烦又钻研成空。
To toil and labor, be cut off and fly away.
神愿意我们人人呢，悔改得救。
And God is willing for all of us to repent and be saved.
明白正道。
And understand the truth.
所以借着耶稣基督降生到世上来。
So through the coming of Jesus Christ to earth.
将神的爱显明给我们。
And love then has been manifested to us.
要我们脱离罪的辖制。
For the purpose of us escaping the bondage of sin.
来享受一个美善的人生。
And enjoy a good life.
并且有永生的盼望。
And have a hope of everlasting life.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
只要我们相信。
As long as we believe.
所以今天呢，我们听到神这样的爱。
And today, having heard the love of God.
要白白赐给我们这样美好的恩赐。
Knowing that such a wonderful gift is unto us freely.
我们应该是没完全的这种信心呢、啊，来接受。
We should then accept the gift with an absolute faith.
主耶稣所应许的。
Because what Jesus promised.
你们劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
It is a come to me all of you who are worked and heavy laden.
我要使你们得安息。
And I shall give you rest.
这是主亲自应许我们的。
This is the promise that came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Himself.
只要我相信，就会得着。
And as long as we believe, the promise is ours.
四十几年前呢，我相信这句话。
40 years ago, I believed in this phrase.
我到主面前来。
And I came to Jesus Christ.
一切的劳苦重担得到卸下。
All my burdens and my toils were cast away.
开始过这种美善、轻松、快乐的人生。
Then I began a life and that is relaxed, enjoyable, and peaceful.
因为主耶稣丰丰富富的恩典时刻都跟我同在。
Because the bounty of God's grace and His gift is with me in any moment.
在我的生活里头没有重担，没有忧愁。
In my life, then there is no burden, there is no anxiety.
处处都看到神的恩典。
But wherever I turn, I see God's grace.
也就是神的恩赐。
Which is God's gift.
这个是宝贵的应许。
This is a wonderful promise.
所以现在呢，我们要一起来祷告。
And right now, we will all pray together.
主耶稣给我们一切的应许。
And Jesus gives us many promises.
你现在都看不到。
Now you can see
them. 但是呢，借着祷告就可以看见。
Through prayer, you can see them.
所有的这些神的恩赐。
All the gifts that God has.
都是借着我们的信心、祷告而领受的。
Are received and attained through our prayer and our faith.
那最直接的就是他要赐给我们活水。
The most direct form of this is the living water He wants to give us.
解除我们心灵里头的这些问题。
In order to resolve the problems in our hearts.
那就是宝贵的圣灵。
This is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，领受圣灵的时候，他进到我们心里头去。
When the Holy Spirit comes to us, it enters into our hearts.
他会消除心中一切的这个忧愁挂虑。
And banishes all worry, all anxiety.
心灵里头的重担全部卸下。
All the burden is cast off.
开始给你一个轻松喜乐的人生。
And instead, it begins to give you a life that is relaxed and enjoyable.
神的恩赐要改变我们的人生。
God's gift then will bring a change to our lives.
借着他的圣灵改变我们的心。
Through His Holy Spirit, our hearts can be changed.
只要心改变，整个人生都会改变。
So if our hearts are changed, our entire life is changed.
这个很宝贵。
And this is wonderful.
现在我们要一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
祷告的时候啊，我们要奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
When we pray, we ought to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为神赐下耶稣这个名，要让我们靠着得救。
Because God gave us this name through which we can be saved.
也是赐下这个名来让我们靠着得到恩典。
And He gave us this name through which we can receive grace.
我们祷告只要奉主耶稣的名祷告。
So as long as we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神就会把恩典赐给我们。
Then God shall give us His grace.
他会听我们祷告。
He shall listen to our prayer.
那我们如果有慕道朋友还不晓得怎么祷告。
If we have friends among us who still do not know our way of praying,
你有什么需求在心里头，神会知道。
If you have any need, God already knows it in your heart.
只要我们用一句话来赞美他。
And we only need to praise him with one word.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
啊，我们用这句话来赞美神。
This is the word we use to praise God.
因为神是天地的主宰。
Because God is the ruler of the universe.
是我们的天上的父亲。
He is our heavenly Father.
又是爱我们的神。
He is also a loving God.
我们人就是赞美他。
So we, as men, have the duty of praising him.
就会得到神的喜悦。
And then we shall have favor in his eyes.
将恩典赐给我们。
And then his gift will be unto us.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这样就好。
And this is all we need.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us all pray together.
如果也要接受按手祷告到前面来。
If you are willing to receive the laying of the hands, we are welcome to come forward to pray.
同心跪下祷告。
Let us all pray together.